Hello, Stephanie Harp, facilitating here today for the MMIWG, Murdered or Missing Indigenous Women and Girls, and the MMEIP, Murdered or Missing and Exploited Indigenous Peoples today here at the Orange Hub. I'm just going to be giving truth and training and how to keep ourselves safe and independent things that we can do to empower ourselves and our safety.
Stephanie, tell me, what can one take away from today's seminar?
You know, a lot of what's really going on out there. Why are we missing? Why we don't get justice? Why our murder cases are treated as so? Why so many of our deaths are lied about? Just a lot of injustice. Like, and then they're going to also learn how they can keep them and their families and their kids safe. How we need to talk and be a little uncomfortable when it comes to being empowered in our safety, because though we're the lowest population, we're the highest rate of everything awful in this country. And I think it's really important that we just, you know, give them the truth, because once you know the truth, then you can navigate through that much better. It's just a lot of us are in slumber and a lot of us need to wake up now.
Stephanie, can you share some 3 tips on how to be safe as an Indigenous woman here in Canada?
Be aware. Watch your surroundings. You know, when we were talking with some actual human traffickers who know how they hunt people, and they look for people that aren't aware of their surroundings. They have the earbuds in. Everyone stop with the earbuds. It's not good. It's not safe. I'm sick and tired of telling people about that one. And, just being aware of when strangers come up to you, what are their intentions of, you know, how a lot of these things are set up now, where people are working in teams. So you need to be aware of your surroundings. You need to be watching your drinks. We're getting a lot of people being drugged. So we're going to do all kinds of awareness and prevention, and then doing an action plan and a safety plan with your families and with your kids. Talking about the dangers online, safety keychains. I have a safety tools and presentation here, and then give them the resources that they need for aftercare. That's so important, is that we don't just talk here, is that, they can get a hold of me anytime. I'm always with the families. I'm always with the people. I'm always from the ground. And this is grassroots, and this is all survivor led. Everything I'm talking to you about today, I have survived.